Scientists are not often showboats, but they do need to be able to speak to a crowd. Academics have to give seminars, pharmaceutical researchers have to present results, graduate students have to defend their work in front of professors and peers. Claire Tregesser from member station KPBS in San Diego has been visiting a public speaking group that works with shy scientists.
About 20 scientists are clustered in a cramped conference room. They aren't there to pore over their latest research. Instead,
I think the freezer deserves a light as well. You know, the refrigerator has a light, but the freezer doesn't. Ba-doom-ba, that's one. I blame that one on Arsenio.
This is a meeting of BioToasters, a Toastmasters public speaking group geared towards scientists.
For a typical scientist, they will spend a lot of time at the bench, so they're doing a lot of maybe calculations or lab work where they're not interacting directly from person to person.
Lab equipment sales rep Zachary Pregg is the president of BioToasters.
Maybe one of your coworkers comes up to you and they ask you about a game that was on television and they want to hear your opinion on it. Well, it's important to be concise and to learn how to structure your feedback to that question.
So maybe Preg still needs a little practice in the chit-chat department. At a recent meeting, two other BioToasters were doing just that. New member Gina Salazar gave a presentation on
meeting girls and guys. Pick up for smart people.
Salazar practiced with Greg Marachko.
You're adorable. You really look like Michael J. Fox. Do you have a girlfriend?
Michael J. Fox? Probably because of my new haircut.
Practicing these social graces actually leads to better public speaking. And that's something Union College physics professor Chad Orzel says is important for a scientist's career.
Part of the way that you make a reputation within the field is by giving talks at meetings, and then people see you give the talk and say, oh, you know, that person gave a really good talk. They must be really smart.
Orzel says part of a science professor's job interview is giving an hour-long seminar.
In academia, we're hiring people who are going to be expected to teach classes as well. So it's absolutely critical that you be able to give a good talk.
That's why Salazar, the Michael J. Fox fan, joined BioToasters. She has a PhD in biomedical engineering and worked for a while as a postdoc, but now is struggling to find another job.
I failed a job interview, and I called them, and it's like, oh, why didn't I get the job even though I had the interview? And they said, well, you don't make eye contact, and you seem nervous.
3 months after she joined BioToasters, Salazar seems less shy. In fact, not long ago, Salazar's mother died, and she had to deliver the eulogy at her funeral. She practiced the speech about her mother's work as a nurse at BioToasters.
She measured her success not by promotions or by salary, but by how much she contributed to saving people's lives and providing them with comfort.
Salazar's newfound confidence and poise shows just what the group can do. While she's still looking for a job, Salazar has become a better speaking scientist. For NPR News, I'm Claire Tregesser in San Diego.